I think you're out of order, Blackie.
What do you know? You're just a prostitute. Someone who sells her body to anyone with a financial wherewithal to.
All right. That'll be enough of that kind of talk.
What in the hell are you?
Just a stranger passing through.
Where in the hell do you get that shirt?
How a person dresses is nobody's business but his or her own.
What?
You heard me.
You know what you look like to me? You look like one of those fellas who's attracted to other men.
The views expressed in the following podcast do not reflect the opinions of anyone other than myself. All news stories, interviews, and commentary are contrived and thus fall under the heading of satire. Any celebrities, persons, or entities that take offense to the content of the following podcast should properly grow a thicker skin and gently irrigate the sand from his or her vagina.
Now let's get out there and melt some faces!
You're listening to the Voiceover Chameleon Podcast.
Stay tuned for an outstanding entertainment program.
I have a robot that I fuck.
Oh, this place is called I Lick My Laptop.
Well, what if there is no tomorrow? No other one today.
You fucking sneaky bastard.
Blue, you're my boy!
Thank you, sir.
Greetings and welcome to the Semi-Pro program for May 3rd to Oct 10. My name is Tim and I have been scouring the internet searching for the funny for your amusement. Today on funnyordie.com, I stumbled across a rap song by John LeJoy. Let's check it out together, shall we?
I'm just a regular, everyday, normal guy. Nothing special about me, motherfucker. I'm just a regular, everyday, normal guy. When I go to the clubs, I wait in line, motherfucker. I'm just a regular, everyday, normal guy. I got $600 in the bank, motherfucker. I'm just a regular, everyday, normal guy. And my sexual performances are average. I work in customer service for a phone company. I make 12 bucks an hour, but that's all I need. I live in a small apartment on a quiet street. I don't go out too much. I like to watch TV. I can't afford a car. I use public transportation. I don't mind. I read till I reach my destination. Sometimes a newspaper, sometimes a book. The amount of money I save, this shit is off the hook. And I'm not very good with the women. I'm a pretty shy person and I'm average looking. Last time I had sex was in 2003, and I'm ashamed to admit, but it wasn't free. I'm just a regular, everyday, normal guy. I get nervous in social situations, motherfucker. I'm just a regular, everyday, normal guy. I get constipated once a month, motherfucker. I'm just a regular, everyday, normal guy. And I make pretty good spaghetti sauce, motherfucker. I'm just a regular, everyday, normal guy. And I get scared when I go see the dentist. If you rarely get laid, put your hands up. If you're not well paid, put your hands up. If you got a pet cat, put your hands up. And if you got a bad back, put your hands up.
I hurt my back 2 summers ago moving a fridge, and ever since then it's not the same. You know, it gets pretty sore.
I'm just a regular, everyday, normal guy. My parents are really nice people, motherfucker. I'm just a regular, everyday, normal guy. I'm somewhat afraid of heights, motherfucker. I'm just a regular, everyday, normal guy. I like to show Grey's Anatomy, motherfucker. I'm just a regular, everyday, normal guy. And I'm pretty good at making paper planes.
That's John LeJoy. I'm never quite sure if I'm saying his name right, but who really gives a flying shit? Anyway, regular, everyday, normal guy. I thought it was pretty fucking clever. Anyway, let's check out the Onion Radio News.
A horribly awkward first sexual encounter was worth the wait for a pair of Christian newlyweds. It's the Onion Radio News. This is Doyle Redland reporting. John and Linda McHugh, who were married last Sunday before friends, family, and their Lord, said the incredibly awkward wedding night consummation of their love was, quote, well worth the wait. Wife Linda had this to say.
It was endurable beyond my wildest dreams. Toward the end, I was almost relaxed enough to enjoy myself.
According to John, the encounter, which just a few days ago would have been an unforgivable sin in the eyes of God, was somewhat pleasurable in an embarrassing and shameful sort of way. Doyle Redland for the Onion Radio News, online at theonion.com.
That is all the time we have left for this particular episode of the program. Don't forget, you can email me, tweet me, or Facebook me your guesses for the classic rock quote of the day. Here goes, good luck, and bye-bye.
I see you got your list out. Say your piece and kiss off.
I guess I get the gist of it, but it's all right.
Oh, well, anyway, sorry you feel that way.
Shut up!